This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Bihar, assembly election trends and results of all 243 seats are available. Ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory. The NDA has won 42 seats and leading in 160. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, having won two seats and is leading in 32 seats. Others have won two seats and leading in five seats. In the latest party-wise tally, BJP has won 27 seats and is leading in 65 seats. JDU has won 13 seats and is leading in 69 seats. LJP has won 2 seats and is leading in 17 seats. HAM is leading in 5 seats. RLM is leading in 4 seats. RJD has won 1 seat and is leading in 25. Congress has won 1 seat and is leading in 4. AIMIM has won 2 seats and is leading in 4 seats. In Raghupur, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD, has come up from behind and is now leading over his nearest BJP rival, Satish Kumar, by a margin of over 7,000 votes. His brother, Tej Pratap Yadav of Jan Shakti Janata Dal, is trailing at third place from Mahua seat behind LJP and RJD candidates. BJP candidates and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has won the Tarapur seat, while Vijay Kumar Sinha is leading from Lucky Sarai constituency. BJP's Maithili Thakur is leading in Alinagar seat, while senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is ahead in Sivan. Prashant Kishore's Jan Suraj Party's ambitious debut failed to show up in trends. We are now joined live by our correspondent Anand Kumar from Patna. Anand, what is the latest update you have?
Anuja, the NDA in Bihar is clearly appeared to be headed towards a thumping victory, as both party BJDU and BJP, which have contested 101 seats each, have performed very well. And now Bharatiya Janata Party is leading on 82 seats, and it has won 9 seats. And in case of Janata Dal United, it is leading on 77 seats, and it has won so far 6 seats. And their performance is very well, unprecedented mandate given by the people. We have also spoken to Union Minister Nityanand Rai, who also expressed his gratitude to the people of the estate for giving historic mandate to the NDA. Because he said that once again the people of the state has reposed faith in the Prime Minister leadership and the development of work being done by the NDA. In case of Mahagathbandhan, we can say that what the party expected from their alliance, it has not performed well. And certainly people have come out to vote for the development work being done by the NDA. So we can say that taking all, certainly the NDA is going to form the government once again in the state.
Thank you, Anand. Anuja? Yeah, thank you, Anand, for that update. In the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, Congress has won 2 seats, while BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in another. Aam Aadmi Party, PDP and Mizo National Front have won 1 seat each, while JMM is leading in 1 seat. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav, 5, has won Jubilee Hills Assembly seat in Hyderabad. He defeated his nearest rival, M. Sunita Gopinath of BRS, by a margin of 24,729 votes. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya has won Anta Assembly seat. He defeated BJP candidate Morpal Suman by a margin of 15,612 votes. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won the Taran Taran Assembly seat. He defeated Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Sukhvinder Kaur by a margin of 12,091 votes. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota Assembly seat. In men's cricket, India ended day one of the first test match against South Africa at 37 for 1 in their first innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.